Some of the hottest software this year revolves around capturing voices. Whether it's the sharp dictations of Whisper or the always listening ears of Granola, voice-centered software currently feels inescapable. Voice dictation is getting so sharp, in fact, that I often write drafts in my notepad and then dictate aloud to my laptop. Some prognosticators have declared this to be a dramatic end of the keyboard moment, where legions of white-collar workers will soon be quietly whispering into desk microphones rather than clacking away at keyboards. I disagree, but I do think these changes could upend how customers give feedback. I rarely email customer support unless something substantially negative has happened and I'm fishing for a refund. I'm much more open to giving feedback by blabbering for 20 seconds into my phone, good or bad, than I am to waiting on hold for who knows how long until someone answers. In the last 2 years, we hit a tipping point, says Karen Gupta, CEO of VoiceBox, a startup designed to collect feedback via voice. That voice could now be accurate. It could be fast. His previous startup also relied on voice technology, an app called Alice designed for secure transcription. Giving feedback through VoiceBox is simple. Shoppers can scan a QR code or tap their phone to an NFC chip posted in a store and then say whatever they want. The feedback is automatically transcribed and sent to the company's dashboard with a sentiment analysis. Companies can also follow up over email, if needed. VoiceBox has partnered with airport terminals so that travelers can give their two bits about bathroom messiness or gate directions. Gupta wants this type of feedback to extend beyond corporate experiences. Earlier this year, Lena Dunham held an event in San Francisco for her book Famesick and flashed a VoiceBox QR code on the screen. Numerous attendees gave feedback, sharing emotional messages about how they empathized with her medical journey. He sees this as an example of the public wanting to share more feedback more easily on topics they feel passionate about. As part of this larger vision, VoiceBox recently launched its directory. So feedback can be sent in from anywhere, and in future iterations, users can discover what other people are saying publicly about a specific business. I could give a quick opinion about my haircut on my way out of the barbershop by just whispering into my phone, or share advice for future visitors about navigating some hospital's parking situation. The directory expands VoiceBox's potential from a customer complaint vehicle centered around business needs into something more like Google Maps, with crowdspoken reviews. This voice-centric approach mirrors other popular software trends, where the future of dictation feels so natural that using your thumbs to tap away on a smartphone may feel cumbersome and outdated. After chatting with Gupta, I opened the VoiceBox directory and searched for, well, VoiceBox. It was time for my voice to be heard. Though I'm still waiting for the couple sitting next to me at the airport to leave, so I don't feel awkward about whispering into my phone. Comments. Back to top.